Universe Media Network 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 Network.
Hello and welcome to the STLREI Girls Podcast. This is our very first episode. Thank you for being here today. We are so excited to be here. I'm Sandra Holtmeyer, and I am a real estate investor, a realtor. I do wholesaling, landlording, rehab. I list homes for sale for people, help people find leases, pretty much anything with real estate. That's me. And our other host?
Hi, I'm Melanie Claiborne. I am primarily a renovator. I also am a landlord, and I do wholesale deals. And then I do some retail work as well with listing properties, and I have a few friends that have helped find a property as well. Investors that have been looking for deals, and I've been able to help them. It's nice to have that experience of knowing what to look for when you're looking for a renovation, and then you can help other people make sure that they get a good deal when they go out to buy as well. So,
definitely. What's new with you? What's your current event for us today?
Current events for today? Well, I'm excited that we still have a low inventory as we're going into 2020. Inventory is still low. So when that property that I have goes on the market Sunday in the open house, I'm expecting a really good turnout and hopefully multiple offers. So that's what's new with me.
Wonderful. Excited. Well, good. Well, this week I got a great family leased into a new property. It was one we tried to sell, and for various reasons, it did not sell. So the family decided to keep it as a lease, and we found some great tenants. So everybody was happy. That's a win. I love when I can offer people a variety of options, being an investor and an agent. I can help people show them the options. You can do things on the market, off the market. There's more to buying and selling than just the traditional methods. And that's part of the point of our podcast, to talk about what women in the area are doing and how they're succeeding in real estate. All right. Well, today we are talking to Sheila Vaughn, the owner and general contractor of Vaughn Investments. Sheila's self-described personality is obnoxious, undiagnosed with OCD, and is always out to do the right thing. Sheila feels her job is very fulfilling because she knows this industry can seem very scary to most. She knows them and how it can be done in order to achieve their real estate dreams. Sheila's endgame is that she's a self-professed workaholic, and therefore she has no endgame. She cannot imagine retirement. Sheila lives and breathes the real estate investing industry.
And would you like to add anything to that, Sheila?
Yeah, I absolutely live and breathe it. You know, I have clientele that I work for that I do flips, rental properties. I'm not an agent, wholesaler, but I help my clients find properties, help them source properties, and that keeps my guys busy, of course. So
excellent.
Yeah, I don't see any type of retirement, sleep, social life, any of that in my near future. So,
well, I know you're succeeding in what you're doing. How long have you been in this industry, being a general contractor?
I opened my company in 2007. About 3 years ago, I really started getting hot and heavy into helping investors. So kind of did some for myself for a while, and then you guys all came out of the woodworks, and here we are. So,
you know why? Because we come out of the woodwork, we're looking for good people, A players.
Absolutely.
And if we're coming out of the woodwork to you, it's because you're an A player.
Yeah, and that's great repeat business for you.
Oh, of course. Absolutely.
So what appeals to you most about working in this industry?
I love, like, the before and after, you know. I'm a geek for my final photos.
Me too.
You know, John Soche does all my photos. He does before pictures, after pictures. You know, I'm a geek for the hardwood floors. You know, I promote the hardwood floor guys. I love, you know, refinishing them. I hate covering up hardwood floors. It's heartbreaking to me. Yeah. But sometimes we have to do it, you know.
Yeah.
And then helping my investors be successful. Like, a lot of people look for the short term. Let's just, you know, mess this person around and get in and out. And I try to look at it as long term. If my investors are successful, then we're working.
Right.
There's 6 inches of snow on the ground. We're working. We're not laid off. We're not shut down in the wintertime.
Oh, I
We're
like
out
you.
Here. We're out here. If there's guys looking for work right now, in this market, I don't know what to tell you about that. I wouldn't call them.
So those are the guys you are not hiring then, right?
Right. For sure. You know, when you're doing the right thing and you're helping your clients be successful, you stay busy. You know, you stay busy out here and you have repeat clients and you build their portfolios and their retirement. And if they're successful, you're successful. Period.
Right.
Period.
So. I think Zig Ziglar is the one who said, if you help enough people get what they want, then you'll also get what you want in the process.
Agreed.
It's excellent. Excellent.
Yep.
So, Sheila, what appealed to you the most about being a general contractor and how you ended up where you are today?
You know, I saw a lot of people doing the wrong thing. I saw a lot of people getting taken advantage of. And I was like, as long as you do the right thing and you're out here, you're going to be successful. We all get, you know, screwed around. Things happen, you know, but you learn, you grow, you build your clientele, and you just keep it pushing. So, I mean, I wanted to do it because it's you know, the right thing to do to help people.
Yeah.
And you just see the heartbreaking stories out here.
So did you have any support when you started? Or did you start out just solo, partnership, coach?
I started out
anything?
Solo, by myself, winging it. Still solo, by myself, winging it. you know, it's...
You have a couch in your office where you can sleep.
Yes, absolutely. There's many
do
late
you really?
Nights. Absolutely, I do. You come to my office, I do have an IKEA sectional that pulls out in my office, absolutely.
I needed one yesterday.
That's awesome.
I'd had a cold and I needed a nap in the afternoon, and I seriously looked at my floor in the office and thought, that it's just not going to work. I need one.
I
know. I
tell you, right?
I had a yoga mat, but that's not going to work.
Right. Yeah, but I mean, it's a lot of late nights, a lot of long hours, you know, and sometimes it's better to just pass out, wake up, and start over again.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, start the coffee and keep it going.
All right, well, let's go back to your very first deal. What was that, and how did it go?
You know, it how I started this out and with clients, nobody had, like, one house. Like, I get packages dropped in my lap. They're like, here's five houses, can you get them done this month? Seriously?
Oh my word.
Like, there was no just a one house.
Oh,
like,
wow.
I have clients that just buy steadily, so it's just like, as you're into one, you just get into another and another and another, you know. And every house is going to be different. Some of them, they're an easy cosmetic update.
Mm-hmm.
Other ones, plumbing, electrical, permitting, it's all a case by case. You know, so, yeah, it was not a one deal. I got very fortunate with having great clients that just bombard me.
So you can't point to one address that was your first one.
No.
You just, like, jumped in and did five at a time.
Yes. I mean, I've rehabbed every house I've lived in myself, you know. I've done multifamilies, you know, conversions.
Wow.
Single families. You
it
know,
sounds
it's
like you're
just
extremely resourceful.
Yes, and I have a great team, but, you know, like I tell everybody also, your contractors, your team, everybody that you work with, they're only good until they're not. Mm-hmm. You can have a contractor that's fabulous for six months or 6 years.
Yep,
I know.
At whatever point, it hangs a left. Mm-hmm. There's no right answer. I can't tell you why, how, what. It just happens.
I've experienced that myself.
You take care of your good guys. You keep them as long as you can, and you keep it pushing.
Right. Absolutely.
So, what was your first big success after starting your business? I know you've done a lot, but, like, your first really big one, like, maybe you made the most money or it was the biggest house or...
You know, I feel like a lot of the reason that I'm successful is that I'm consistent, I'm transparent. I charge a straight flat GC fee across the board. I show my clients what the bids are. There's no, how much did they make or how, you know, this. Every single job I'm transparent and consistent with. So
excellent.
My GC fee is across the board the same.
Okay.
20% is what I charge as a GC fee. I know guys that are out here making 30, 40, 50% on every job.
Plus markups on the materials.
Plus markups on everything, absolutely.
Change orders and all that. Yeah.
Yes, and as a contractor, you should very much dislike change orders.
Yeah.
I hate asking my client for $5 more for anything.
Yeah.
It's the worst. And as a general contractor, you eat a lot of that stuff because it's just part of the business, right?
Yeah.
But, so I'm very transparent with my clients.
Excellent.
They see everything that's in the file.
Well, you sound like an investor's dream.
I try to be. I try.
So can you point to one big success that you had, though, that stands out? Like maybe something that made you the most proud or...
You know, a lot of the older homes, like there's one I just posted, a rental that just came up after 2 years. I just posted it on Facebook. That's probably one of my top three rehabs I've ever done. The older homes are just, I love them. I love to bring them back to life. They're dilapidated. They're horrible. Nobody's buying it.
They smell bad.
Yes. And then you come in and you're just like, oh.
So that sense of accomplishment and that before and after and knowing what you did. And
the house that I just posted on Hillview actually was the first one I tore a wall out of and opened the kitchen and dining room up on.
Yeah.
So, so I'd say that's probably one of my most favorite ones. So it's not even the money. It's just the before and the after and how amazing. And I'm always going to remember that house because it's the first one that I just went silly in and started like, hey, can we take these walls out?
Right.
All right.
And you know you made it beautiful for someone.
It's beautiful. And 2 years later, it's still beautiful because we did the rehab right.
Right.
We didn't have any maintenance in 2 years on this house.
That's awesome. Mm-hmm. That's how it should be.
Not a call in the middle of the night. Not one time.
Yeah. That's why I'm renovating my own rentals now.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. If you do it right, you're not going to have the problem. Spend that extra little money up front. I mean, it's just do it right.
I do that in my rentals as well. I'd rather put a little more money up front and not have the worry and the headache of when's that going to break. I know it's not any good anymore and just waiting. I just, to me, that's just peace of mind. And it's better for my clients because they're not going to have to, you know, worry about calling me. Okay, it finally broke.
Right. Spend the money one time and be comfortable, you know.
And I've learned not to go cheap on some things because it never pays off, like garbage disposals. You end up replacing them twice the first year then. You know, I should have spent a little more money. And
Exactly. Yeah. So, and that's what you do. You learn, you know. And we all want to stay in a budget and go as cheap as possible but as fabulous as possible.
Right.
And then you learn the things to buy, not to buy, where to shop. You find all those resources, and eventually it becomes as flawless as it can be.
Yeah. Costco has a super powerful garbage disposal.
Hey,
there you go. I've bought stuff at Costco. I've bought Coach lights there. They're really nice LEDs, dusk to dawn ones for $25.
Really? Yeah, they have great prices.
Costco is not paying us for this, so maybe we should talk to them as a
sponsor.
So, going back, say, in your earlier life, most of us started real estate as adults. Like, I don't know when exactly you started, but did you have, and this is for the benefit of people listening who are thinking about getting into real estate, did you have prior experience in another position, another area, that has actually served you well in the real estate world?
My background is corporate purchasing engineering. So I think that's, of course, I feel like I'm an engineer at heart a lot of times. That's where my mindset comes from, I think.
Right.
Like, I know that it's circle, but we need to fit the square through the hole type deal.
Yes.
Like, get it done, make it happen.
Yeah.
You know, and then purchasing and procurement, and then, you know, that helps with budgeting and sourcing.
Correct.
And knowing that you can find that source. You just have to put in that effort, you know, and you might not find it on the first try or whatever. So just all of that, I think, 20 years in corporate America and those type of fields kind of helped me with my business.
And that knowledge transferred really well.
Yeah, absolutely, absolutely. And then just, you know, rehabbing my properties that I've lived in also are like, oh, I can do this for other people, and then, you know, and do the right thing, and you build your reputation, and you build your clientele, and then it just kind of takes off into its own ball of craziness.
I think that's a really great point, like you said, Melanie, for people that are listening and for women that are thinking about getting into real estate. I didn't have a real estate background, but I had a similar corporate experience, and those skill sets transfer. So, ladies, you've got skills out there that will transfer to this. You may not realize it, but you do. So think of that and see what some of these other people are doing, and think how you could transfer that. Customer relations, contract management, rehabbing in your own house, even things that you've done poorly. You can reach out and learn from that and not make those mistakes the next time.
Yeah.
Right.
And just to contrast, so we can cover like all the bases of the listeners, I was a stay-at-home mom for 15 years when I first started looking into real estate. So even mom skills can transfer into the real estate industry.
Absolutely.
And you can still be successful.
Yep.
Yeah. Moms are immense organizers.
Yes.
Yes. Very good. Today, our sponsor is Longhorn Investments. Longhorn Investments LLC is a direct private lender offering short-term acquisition and renovation capital to real estate investors for both residential and commercial assets. Highlights of Longhorn's loan program include up to 75% of ARV, financing up to 100% of cost, closing in 3 to 5 business days, no income requirements, streamlined simple approval process, and no prepayment penalty. Formed in 2008, Longhorn Investments has funded over 4,000 loans since its inception. Longhorn's complementary businesses include a title company and real estate law practice operating out of their corporate office. Longhorn's wealth of experience puts them in the unique position of being able to help investors through all aspects of each transaction. To get started with Longhorn Investments, call now. Call and speak directly to the super nice guy, Lawrence Hopkins, at 314-749-7616. I'll say that again. Lawrence Hopkins at 314-749-7616 or visit Longhorn Investments at longhorninvestments.com. Longhorn Investments, hard money lending simplified.
And we're back with Sheila Vaughn, who is an amazing woman business builder. And we are so excited to have you here. I wanted to jump back in, and I want to ask you, because whenever you start a new venture and you get involved and then things go wrong, right?
They will.
As they do.
They will.
What?
Right?
So have you ever had that thought? Oh, man, I should just quit and do something else.
Yes. A lot.
A lot. I know.
But I
but
love
what, do you do
what
about
I
it?
Do. Like, I'm like, oh, gosh, you just, it doesn't matter what you do. You're going to have hard days.
Yes.
Your guys are
going to
mess up.
Right.
Your best guy will lie to your face. Yeah, boss, that's done. But you have, you know, they haven't been in the house yet. Like the
yes.
Hell? You know, but I mean, it is yeah. it's the nature of the beast. Like,
yes.
You know, it just is what it is, but you just do your best. You just, you know, when you love what you do, I love what I do.
Right.
It's hard. It's hard every day, you know, but I mean, every day I don't say, oh, I'm going to go work at Starbucks. But
right.
Some days I do say that. And some days I'm so serious.
I understand.
So serious. But, you know, you just keep it pushing. You just, you know, communication with your clients and communication with your guys. And you just, if they mess up, you know, they fix it. If they don't fix it, you get somebody else to fix it and
right.
You keep it pushing. You know,
just
I've always
go forward.
I'm the only GC for a lot of clients. I've had a client take my contractor's stuff and throw it out in the front yard and fire the contractor and be like, give me somebody else now. Not a joke.
Excellent.
And it is what it is. You know, you just fix it, you keep it pushing, and, you know, move on to the next day.
Awesome.
So.
In your business, what was the biggest hurdle you've had to overcome, and what did you learn from it? Because we're all going to run into those things, so tell
right.
us how you deal with that.
Due diligence on contractors, you know, visit job sites, make sure they're insured, make sure you collect their tax papers, their insurance up front. You got a lot of people right now going, oh, I didn't get their tax. Oops.
That's me.
Yeah. Yeah. We were just talking about that. That time of year.
Me too.
Yeah.
I learned.
I keep them in my car and I still forget to get them
serious,
from the guys.
Right.
So
right. So, you know, visit their job sites, talk to the references, you know, check them out.
Just do That's a great
so
idea.
Do a search on
yeah.
Facebook.
I do
know?
That with renters, but I've mm-hmm. actually never done that with a contractor, which
right.
is a really good idea.
Right. You know, I invite people to come out to my job sites. What do you want to see that I'm working on?
Yeah.
You know, and you don't, you know, you get your people that are have built their reputations, things like that. But, you know, we all filter through contractors. So when you're going to hire new ones, due diligence, definitely. And that's not foolproof either, huh?
Right.
You know, I mean,
I think that's a step a lot of people skip, especially if it was a referral from someone and
right.
they trust that person. But like you said, a good contractor can go bad.
Yes.
You know, they can disappear on you. So
yes.
I think it is really important to do your due diligence.
Right.
Each time I had a person I was referring to people for a while and found out they were convicted.
Right.
Later.
Right.
Like, mm-hmm. oops, how embarrassing is that?
Right.
You know, when I first started working with that person, it was fine, but something happened
along
the line.
Happens.
So now I don't refer them anymore. So
and I've had that same thing.
Check.
Yeah, I've had that mm-hmm. same thing happen with clients too. Somebody was referred to them, but they didn't use that person for like 3 or 6 months later. But they didn't recheck.
Yeah.
To see if it was still, you know, because
right.
like
Things
I said,
change.
some contractors are short-lived.
Did you ever have like a nightmare client experience or a nightmare property that just...
No, it's all puppies and unicorns. Next. Next.
Oh, now, come on.
Rainbows like and fairy dust.
All of that. All of that. That's not your, what you guys have? Really?
No, no, wow. No. I have some stories. I'll speak for myself.
Right.
Last year, I had a really nightmare property, but...
Right.
You know, and learn the most from those.
You learn the most. They're not mistakes. They're opportunities.
Exactly. So, yeah, we've all been there, done that, you know. And there are some clients, no matter what you do, you cannot make them happy. It doesn't matter if it's a widget or a you're not going to make them happy.
Yeah.
But mostly you can, you know, communication, transparency, all that stuff, you can get through it. I've only had one time where, you know, it was a no-go. Just let's part ways and be done. But 99.9% of the time, absolutely, you can work through it.
No, I think that's great. I think that's a skill that we all need to continue to hone, most of us.
Right, yes.
So do you have any partners that you work with or close family members that that you talk to about your business, and how do they feel about what you do?
No, you know, I have close relationships with a lot of my clients because I am their only general contractor for some of them. So a lot of us are on the phone, and we have group chats set up, and we're on those chats and video calls and meet up a lot. We're on the phone every day, some of my clients, multiple times a day on our group messages on everything. I mean, it's I talk to them day and night. I'm completely accessible.
Communication's huge for
you. Yes, and a lot of people hire people that aren't accessible. You know, and I'm completely accessible. If you need to call me at 11 o'clock at night, great. Let's get it done.
Sheila, what advice would you give to somebody just starting out in your profession or even a real estate investor? What advice do you share?
I would say network and build the right teams. Do a lot of research. You know, you see the people hop on the investor pages that are like, hey, I'm getting ready to rehab a house. I need a contractor. And then you have 50 people jump on that post that no one has ever heard of. You know, and you're like, "Oh man, they're that's fresh blood."
Yeah.
You know, so
you're
definitely
right.
Network, build the right team, make sure you have the right people around you. Due diligence, same thing.
You know, one of the things that Melanie and I want to focus with this podcast is helping women build their businesses. Mm-hmm. And being a woman, what advice do you have for women? You know, I think a lot of us have a little bit of a chip on our shoulder. We feel a little inferior, or just we don't have the experience, or we've mm-hmm. had bad experience with contractors, or, mm-hmm. you know, our husband or our dad always took care of those things. This mm-hmm. is new to us. So mm-hmm. what would you share to the ladies out there on how to succeed?
I'd say join this group of ladies and you know, let us put that information into you and lead you in the right direction. You know, ask
Absolutely.
Other women that are out here.
Connect, network,
and because people will try to take advantage of you. Mm-hmm. People will not respect you and aspects of this business, you know. And I'd say connect with, you know, do your research and connect with the right people and just make sure that you have that circle is tight and you know, and that's how I roll too. I have a tight knit group of people that I deal with and that I network with and
that you trust.
Yes. Yeah. And it's my circle's small.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I promise you that, you know, mm-hmm. so you find that group and that team and those people, you're good.
One thing that I have found in real estate investing is most of the ladies, we've got each other's back.
Yes.
That was not my experience in the corporate world all
not
the time.
At all, right?
No.
So, you know, I'm talking about us as peers to each other.
Right.
There are so many wonderful women. Like, that's how Melanie and I met, you know, helping support each other. What can I do for you? Here's something I learned. Would that help you?
Right.
So, ladies, reach out. You're exactly right, Sheila.
Yes.
We can lean on each other and help each other along and raise ourselves up.
And
together.
If you're reaching out to a woman who is an investor, I don't know. I haven't met one yet that won't share what she's doing
exactly.
and how she's doing it and that won't be encouraging. I mean, mm-hmm. I mix with the MIT, the Master Investors Tribe, and Heartland RIA, and there are just some great women investors in there that will share. And then if you don't have the demeanor yet, like you have a great demeanor, like you know what you're doing and you project that really well. When I first started, I didn't have that demeanor. And I had to learn it, but I learned it by being around people like you and Sandra and others in the real estate, in the real estate world. All right. Well, before we go, Sheila, we do have one final question. What's the one thing you love about doing business in St. Louis?
The growth, the community, the network of people that are trying to do the right thing and rebuild this city. It's amazing. It's amazing.
I agree, yeah.
You can go down any street, any municipality, there's construction, rebuild, regrowth going. It's amazing.
Awesome.
I'm very excited and so grateful to be a part of it, to know that I'm helping to rebuild St. Louis. Absolutely.
That's
awesome.
Amazing.
That's wonderful, and yeah. I agree with you. We have some fabulous people here that are willing to share and help and work and honest, mm-hmm. good people. So,
yes.
Awesome. I'm happy to be a part of it, too.
Right.
So we hope you enjoyed today's show.
Sheila, thank you so much for being here today. We really appreciate it and love to hear your insight and hope this helps you as well. So thanks for joining us.
Absolutely. I'm excited that you guys invited me, and it's been awesome.
Okay, everybody, do us a favor and visit the sponsors who helped make this show happen.
And to contact me, Melanie Claiborne, for renovations, landlord information, if you have a property to sell or you know someone who does, you can contact me at 314-707-9122. I am buying and I am in the market all the time.
Great. And I'm Sandra. To contact me, my mobile is 636-856-3358. My email is sholtm@gmail.com. I'm on Facebook and LinkedIn and Twitter. And I'm currently in the market for my next rehab. So if anyone has anything that needs some work, give me a call. Maybe Sheila can be my GC on this one. I know she's
awesome.
Booked, but
that's coming
up
in the future.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, and that's what's great about us networking. We're always meeting new great people to work with. And even before the show started, we were sitting here comparing notes on how we can help each other. And that's what we do, ladies. And,
right.
and that's
what
makes
it's about.
Us important.
Yeah.
Yep. Yeah. Thank you.
Absolutely. And I was talking to Sandra the other day, the term newbie never lasts very long. Once you get in and you get rolling, there's no more newbie.
Right.
So today's show was engineered, mixed, and produced by Antonio Holman, publisher of St. Louis Real Estate Investor Magazine.
Thank you, Antonio. And our theme song is Escape by Diviners featuring Rossi.
If you'd like to find more great content like this, visit stlreimag.com. That's STLREIMAG.com.
All right. Thanks, everyone, for listening.